can't ask for any better. Really happy with the start. So we've been training for 3 years for this and working hard for this, and as a club, really, you know, what's going on behind the scenes was getting prepared for this day, and we had first four attacks, yielded 4 points and really settled us into the game.
Some of the interplay there right throughout the park in that opening 15 or 20 minutes was just nothing short of sublime.
Look, it's lovely. Look, it's a good day for football. Great pitch. Look, Donegal Town, as always, play football. Look, really happy with the way it went. Can't say anything else other than that.
I know you don't want to single out anybody, but some of the scores that you were getting, and Nathan Boyle in particular in the middle of the park. I mean, he had a ridiculous evening. 1-6, I think, the midfielder finished up with.
I don't say that now. Look, Nathan's a talented lad, talented player. It's great that he's been on this scene now and can express himself at that highest level.
And look, I mentioned the long gap, and you get back here and you're playing a four masters team, and you were carrying the favourites tag going into this one despite not being at the senior grade yourself for so long. Was that difficult to kind of get through to the troops to kind of avoid that complacency, if you like?
Look, absolutely, you have to look back and the amount of years that four masters are playing senior football, and they woke up this morning, it was no big deal for them. You know, it was another senior championship, another campaign starting. Like, it was our first in a long time. It brought different challenges. So look, it's obviously people were saying obviously with league positions and that, but we know from travelling the Nivora 2 years ago and places like that, league positions mean nothing when it comes to championship, and it's just on the day.
So many heartbreak in the last couple of years, and look, me growing up, Irua were a powerhouse of Donegal club football, third in the Roll of Honour. You know, you've won so much yourself, and this is where the green and white belong, isn't it?
Look, it's great to see it, and nice crowd here today, and look, I'm happy, like, for the club and for supporters to come down and be involved in the occasion. And look, there's definitely have another 3 or 4 days left in us, so we'll just take them all and enjoy every day.
Yeah, and it's so hard, you've mentioned enjoying every day, because the top 2-3 clubs realistically every year are as good as the bottom 3-4 in the senior grade, because you mentioned already league positions mean nothing.
It's really on the day, really, you know, in a lot of these games. And like, we would have played in Division 2, a lot of the teams that are in the senior championship, but again, they have that experience of playing senior championship football, so we've always got to be wary of that there, that it's not just, you know, your league position goes out the window, really, and you've got to approach each day and give it your best and see where it takes you.
We're almost talking more about the bigger picture, because it is great to see Irua back. I think most neutral observers will say that, and when you are back, you'll be playing against the top teams. Niamh Connell next week. Nice easy one at home.
Absolutely. I just talking there previously, we've spent so long trying to get into the senior championship. You're not going to turn around and try and avoid the big four. You want to play them. You want to test yourself against the best. And look, we've the double county champions next week. As you said, they don't come any tougher, they don't come any harder, but let's see where we're at.
Finally, there's no middle ground though this year. The bottom eight relegation, the top eight through to the quarterfinals. So, you know, it's every match is going to be so, so important.
I think it always was going to be, you know, no team is going to go out and take it easy, you know, absolutely. We're not thinking about positions. Look, we'll relax tonight and we'll start thinking about Glenties tomorrow.